So I've been trying to predict what I think would happen here, but tell us.
Well, this was about 8 months ago, actually. I picked this lady just because I think it's important to highlight this study. She actually entered the frontline U.S. intergroup trial, which was a trial randomizing patients between azacitidine frontline therapy, aza plus vorinostat, or aza plus lenalidomide, the early results of which were presented at ASH by Mikhail Sakaris, who was the PI of the study. And she was randomized actually to the azacitidine alone arm, the standard of care arm. And she tolerated the treatment relatively well. But unfortunately, after five cycles of treatment, she still did not really have any improvement in transfusion requirements. Her platelets have drifted down further. Repeat bone marrow exam, well, several have been done, and she has now about 8% blasts in the marrow. Her performance status is declined some. She's transfusion dependent. And so the decision was to continue for another couple cycles or to think about something else. And that's at the point where we are kind of at
so,
the moment.
Well, see if we can get some input from the rest of the faculty. But you said she tolerated the therapy okay. What exactly happened?
Well, you know, I mean, so the cytopenias always get worse before they get better. And unfortunately, hers got worse, but didn't get better. So she hasn't had any horrible, in fact, she was hospitalized once for neutropenic fever, culture negative. She's receiving now transfusion once every 2 or so weeks. And not still platelet transfusion dependent, but getting close.
So another question, Doug, that we hear a lot from oncologists. Wendy described the cytopenias as getting worse on azacitidine. A lot of oncologists ask us, at what point do you jump ship in terms of azacitidine when you see more cytopenias?
Yeah, you know, there's a typical pattern that we've all seen and associate with response. You know, you have cytopenias related to the drug the next couple of weeks, and you slowly recover, and if you're, I call it ratcheting up. If you're each cycle, you're sort of getting a little bit better and moving in that direction. You sort of say those cytopenias are tolerated. When you don't ratchet up, or when your cytopenias seem to be worse after 2 or 3 cycles than they were when you started, that makes me anxious that the disease is progressing. When I see really, really deep cytopenias after a cycle or two, I worry that the dose may be a little bit too high for the patient, because if I'm seeing pancytopenia related to them. This is such a common scenario of what we see. I share your disappointment. People out in the community are getting a single agent drug. That's what they have available to them. They're treating these folks, and after 4 or 6 cycles, they're scratching their head and saying, Doug, what do we do? Do we switch to the alternative, the cousin demethylating drug? Do we add something to it? I've been generally disappointed with both of those approaches from the standpoint of you pick up a few people that'll respond if you switch your demethylating drug. I've been most impressed in the phase 2 studies that combination at the beginning has shown some great interest, and adding something 4 to 6 or 8 cycles in hasn't seemed to right the ship or change improvements to the demethylating drug alone. So this scenario is the one that we face a lot as consultants and as primary treaters. I like to fall back on a clinical trial, but I'm not sure which even the best clinical trial would be for these folks.
So David, what would you be thinking about at this point for this lady?
So this is, as Doug said, a very, very difficult conundrum, and one that I get calls from colleagues in the community about all the time. We don't have an established second line therapy in MDS once a hypomethylating agent has failed the patient. Their prognosis, especially if they are not stem cell transplant candidates, is grim, with median survivals measured in only a few months. And so this is really a huge unmet need. We do have a few clinical trials for which such patients are eligible. That being said, many of them are elderly, have difficulty getting into major centers, and so that's a challenging scenario. A lot of community physicians will switch from one hypomethylating agent to the other, and there are anecdotes of responses, but those are uncommon, and they're mostly seen in folks who really haven't had a full trial of the first hypomethylating agent. Somebody, for instance, who had 2 or 3 cycles of azacitidine, they had an adverse effect like renal injury that caused them, you know, not to be able to proceed, and then they switched to decitabine, and maybe that'll be better tolerated and lead to a decent response.